Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is eating and drinking. In another word, learning the adequates of food. How should we deal with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because eating and drinking is in fact a gift and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and you to indulge in. So we need to know how we can treat it and give it the appropriate respect, if we can say the least. Amongst the adequates of drinking and eating, and especially drinking here, the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they say you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen tells us how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to drink and what he said in this regard. He said, كان رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam إذا شرب الماء قال. When the Prophet used to drink water, he says, Alhamdulillah, الذي لم يجعله أجاجا. A glory and thanks be to God, who did not make this water salty. بذنوبنا. Obviously by our sins, because we sin too much. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to us that He did not make the water salty for us to drink. And then He says, وَجَعَلَهُ عَذْبًا فُرَاتًا بِنَعْمَةً. And He made it clear, beautiful with His blessings. So the idea here is when we drink water, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making this water drinkable, beautiful, and not salty and undrinkable. Standing. A lot of people, when they drink water, they drink while they're standing. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَشُرْبَ الْمَاءِ قِيَامًا عَلَى أَرْجُلُكُمْ. I warn you, do not drink water while you're standing on your feet. فَإِنَّهُ يُورْثُ الدَّاءُ. For it brings you diseases. لَا دَوَاءَ لَهُ. It brings a disease that has no cure. إِلَّا أَن يُعَافِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to cure you. So there are diseases that have no cure. So we need to make sure that we do not do anything that causes us to be in this state. One of the things is drinking while we're standing. Now, let us expand more on this standing while drinking. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi explains. He says, شُرْبُ الْمَا مِنْ قِيَامْ بِالنَّهَارْ يُمْرُؤُ الطَّعَامْ. Drinking while standing during the day, it digests the food and makes it easy and tasteful. وَشُرْبُ الْمَا مِنْ قِيَامْ بِالْلَّيْلِ يُرْثُ الْمَاءُ الْأَصْفَرِ. Drinking at night while standing, it brings you a disease which is, as we call it in Arabic, al-ma'u al-asfar. In English, it's an abdominal swelling that happens in the stomach caused by accumulation of fluids and usually is related to the liver, to a liver disease. This happens when we drink water while standing.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. So we're talking about the adequates of drinking, and we said the Ahl Bayt, they said to us, don't drink while you're standing. During the day, you can drink while you're standing, but at night, do not drink while you're standing because it causes you to have abdominal swelling because you consume fluids while standing. Again, the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they say, drinking after people. If you want to drink, make sure you would be the last if you are the one who is giving people water. He says, "Inna saqiya, or inna saqiya al-qawm akhruhum shurba." If you are the person who is giving people water or trying to give them water, make sure you'll be the last to drink. One of the advices that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gave us in terms of drinking, he says, "Inna rajula minkum la yashrabu shurba min al-ma fayujibu Allahu lahu bihi al-jannah." One of you, or any of you, could take a sip of water, just a normal sip of water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could give him heaven for it. Just a sip? How so? The Imam explains, "Innahu la ya'khudhu al-ina fayada'ahu ala fihi fayusammi." A person takes a cup and he puts it on his lips and he says, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." ثُمَّ يَشْرَبُهُ, then he drinks it. فَيُنِيحُهُ, and he takes it out while he wants to drink more. So don't drink all at once. Listen to the advice of Imam Sadiq. It says, so you put it on your lips, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you drink a bit, you take it out. He says, ثُمَّ يَعُودُ فَيَشْرَبُ ثُمَّ يُنِيحُهُ فَيَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ. You take it out from your lips, and then you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you drink again. You take from your lips and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do it three times. If you do that, he says, فَيُوجِبُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِهَا لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Because you've drunk three times, you've began with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala three times. He says, just for doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you heaven. Meaning that a person who has this mentality to constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that he gave him, obviously is a person who is in tune and in sync with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that we need to do. So when it comes to drinking, we have to understand there are adequates to it. There are, as we say, akhlaq to it. You can't just drink however you want, with whatever you want, wherever you want. No, you have to observe these adequates of drinking in order for us to take the most of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just health-wise, but also spiritual and reward-wise. Because if you begin with Bismillah, if you end with Alhamdulillah, if you sit, it makes a lot of difference in terms of your health and in terms of your spirituality, as we have seen from the words of the Ahl Bayt. And these are just few. I just spoke about a few ahadiths, while the reality is we have so much more. So let us learn and not be ignorant. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.